So then that would mean the answer would have to be baby. Earth to starlight. Is anyone home? I know. We've been saying for a while. I think we should take a break. Yeah, because you're spacing off. No, I know it's not your fault. Trust me, I'm bored too. If you have to never think about this ever again, I'd be so happy. I fully blame you. Yes, the only reason I'm taking this stupid class is hanging out with you. Oh my god, yeah. I literally built my schedule with you in mind. only slight regret. Yeah, only slight. Oh yeah, just a little. Yeah, we're gonna take a break. Because my fucking brain can't do it anymore. I know, and yours can't either. I know. Final season's the worst. It really is. I mean, we should consider ourselves lucky too. Because some people are writing papers and stuff, we don't have to take a final. Yeah. Imagine having to do this and a paper. Oh my god, yeah. That's really how I'm going to be picking classes next semester. No, and no papers. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I don't think you can graduate if you pick classes like that, though. Yeah, just cherry pick all the easy classes. I don't know, maybe. I don't know what degree you'd get. Yeah, it'd be a BS in coasting. I'd take a BS in coasting. Yeah, I feel like it's very useful. Yeah, as like a skill. What do I bring to a company? I'm really good at coasting. Yeah, I don't think that'll pan out well either. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna change majors. Yeah, I mean, although there seems to be a lot of opportunity in the world of coasting, I think I'm going to stay. Yeah, I think I'm going to stay with my degree track. Yeah. I know. I'm looking at it, too. At least we have a study guide. Oh, at least I have to build my own study guide for... Yes. Oh, so bad. It was graded, too. Yeah, they graded our study guide, which I thought was the dumbest thing. Because it's a guide for studying. How do you grade that? Yeah, it just became a whole separate assignment. Like, don't call it study guide then. Yeah, if you're going to grade it, then you can't call it a study guide. It's like a separate test. Yeah, like an open book. Oh, no, that's not even the worst part. The worst part is they took the best questions from the study guides that we all made to generate the final. I mean, in theory, you would think so, but no. Because he just basically pulled all the hardest questions. Yeah. Oh, I got like a 79 before the curve. I think that post-curve was like an 84. Oh my god, thank god for the curve. Yeah, you gotta be praying for that curve. Oh. No, that sounds like mean statistics. I really tried. Yeah, I tried to get the whole class. I was like, listen, if we collectively bomb this test, right, because of the way the curve works, we should all get our grade raised. So if we all collectively fail, yeah, no one listen to me. Yeah, also, that's not how curves work. No, they're historic. To some degree, yeah. I know, right? And if you have a historic curve, then you should maybe make your test easier. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's a great thing, though. Like, once we're done, we don't have to ever, like, yeah. You'd be surprised. Oh my god, there's so many jobs that are just like, yeah, they're just secret school. On the outside, they look like adult institutions, but you go inside there and they're just more schoolwork. Yeah, you're still writing papers. It's just not for a grade, it's for salary. Yeah, that's what a job is. Well, some jobs. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't have to worry about that right now, though. Yeah, but that's everyone else talking. It is. That's everyone else's fears and stress. Like, what am I going to do next? Like, what are you going to do after school? Like, what job are you going to get? Like, all that. I mean, it matters and it doesn't matter. Because you're not in that moment right now. You're here with me. You still have 2 years left. Yeah. We'll worry about jobs and, like, we do and we don't. You have to worry about it right now. At this very moment, does it affect your life? No. But right now, does it affect your life? See? Well, then you can let it go. At least for now. You can think about it, but I don't want you to worry about it. Because worrying isn't going to change anything. Are you doing everything you can to affect your future right now? And yeah, are you? Okay, well, that's all you need to do. See? Yeah, it is that simple. Because worrying is going to rob you of all your joy. It will. Stressing about the future, about things that haven't come yet, will steal all the goodness from the moment you're in right now. They will. So you can either be in the future, worrying about your job, worrying about this test, worrying about all of it. Or you can be here with me right now. In this moment, just relaxing. Yeah. See, look at me. Yeah, look. Just let it go, baby. You don't need to stress right now. I know. But you're doing everything you can. You are. We've been studying for the past 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You've made steps to make sure that when you take the test, yeah, that you're going to pass it. Well, did you try your hardest? Okay, well, the next time we study, which will be probably in, like, okay, I'll give you more time than that. But when we study again tonight, yeah. Alright, see? Baby, it's going to be fine. It will be. What's so funny is you're a better test taker than me. Yes, you are, though, because you're patient, you check stuff over. I have no patience in a test. Oh. No, don't bring it up. Because, you see, this is what, whenever I bring up tests, you always bring this up. It was the only one time. Oh my god, I was so over the SAT. My first score was fine. The fact that they made me take it again, I was just like, no. So I just Christmas treated it. Yeah, because I don't have patience for tests, baby. I think they're stupid, and I hate them, and I just want to be done when I'm in them. I'm better now. Yeah. I'm not such a fucking petulant child about it. But yeah, I hate tests. I hate them. I think they're just such a dumb way to measure. Like, yeah, they're just such a bad metric. Because they're just testing people on a certain type of recollection. I don't know. See, now it's a whole separate argument, baby. It is. Yes. My feelings on the education system does not, yeah. No matter how I feel about it, I still have to, like, yeah, engage with it. That's life, baby. Life is engaging with systems you don't want to engage with. Well, it's only part of life. Yeah. The other parts of it are actually really good. Yeah, it's like 10% bullshit, then 90% amazing. Yeah, sometimes the bullshit can grow, but I don't know, like, this moment right now was amazing. Even though we were studying and we hated it, and it was no fun. I was here with you, man. That made it better. Doing anything with you makes it better. Mm-hmm. Even though I hate arguing, yes. You're the only person in the world I would want to argue with. Yes, baby. Yeah. I'm not stoked on it either. I think it's going to be fine. I think you're going to... You will. You always do. Like, you stress out about tests way more than I do. And yet, every time we take a test, you get better grades than me. Yes. Every single time. I mean, that's part of it, me being a bad test taker, but I don't think it's all of it. I think maybe you are smart. You're really, 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 really smart. You don't give yourself enough credit. Yeah, just maybe. I have ADHD. I get it. Spacing out is like, it's not a metric of how smart you are. It's just, you know, your attention span. I have such a short attention span, so don't, yeah, maybe you're preaching to the choir. Yeah, I'm like a golden retriever. Yeah. You're gonna be fine. Yeah. Once you have like a little break and you're refreshed, once I quiz you again, you're gonna see. Cause you know it. Babe, you've been sitting next to me this whole you have, and you've been what? You've been paying as much as I've been trying to distract you, you've been paying attention. You've been taking notes, you actually take notes. Yeah, my notebook is just like doodles. I mean, I can associate what the doodles are to each of the lectures, but they're still doodles. Yeah. It really does work. I know you don't believe me, but it does work. It's like, I mean, sure, like that's initially what it was when I was in high school. It was an excuse to draw during like class. I'll be like, no, I'm taking notes, but I'm using a pictogrammic system so that I can, you know, for better recall. I mean, it totally worked, so I just drew all the time. But, yeah, no, I can... It actually does create a correlation between the data you hear and then the drawings. Yeah. So, yeah, what started as a gag actually does work. You just have to do, like, individual drawings, so they all have different, like... Yeah, like, once the subject changes, you gotta change the drawing. I mean, I think it works really well. But then you have to have, like, a brain that associates it. I think you could do it. You should try it. You should see. Yeah, I mean, I totally stumbled onto it, though, because it was just like, it was just an excuse so I could draw in class. Oh, they wouldn't let you draw in class at all during high school. If you were caught drawing in class, they would take away it. Yeah, they would just, like, throw it away. Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, maybe I should get back into drawing. I miss drawing. I miss painting. I'd love to paint you. Mm-hmm. If you let me. Yeah, like on a couch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could totally quote Titanic all day long. I do have to get you a necklace then. No, it's more of a collar. You need a necklace, baby. Yeah. I mean, I can bait you with your collar on. We'll see. Okay, let's get up. Yeah, let's actually like take a break. We make some food. Mm-hmm. We probably should make some food. Okay. Come on.